All right, everyone. Welcome to tonight's episode of the Hot Widows Club podcast. My name is Crystal. I'm the hot widow of Eric. And with me, as usual, I have the stunning, sexy, sun-kiss, Allie, who is the very hot widow of Ross.
Hello, everybody.
Allie, how have things been going?
Well, the last time we recorded was right before our Colorado trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we should probably update everybody on Colorado.
Okay, I think so. I think that's a good topic for tonight.
Yeah, I and the boys had the best time.
Yeah, it was good.
It was so good. I actually left feeling like I cannot wait to go back. Like, I want to plan the next trip. My sister-in-law, Chelsea, is just, I just love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
She is such a calming spirit. And I just wish she lived in Nebraska. I would like be best friends with her. I just love her.
Mm-hmm. Would she take my place?
No, never.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. For our listeners, I know I've had a ton of people ask me, how was you and Allie's trip? And I said, I think I should articulate on what our trip consisted of, because I have a ton of family in Colorado and Allie has family and friends in Colorado too. So I was staying with Eric's uncle and aunt and his cousin and spending a ton of time with them, which was really good. And I really enjoyed getting to have some time alone with them. When Eric was well, Eric's uncle was a huge impact in his life, like so huge. And so I just feel so close to Eric when I'm with his uncle, because he's the coolest dude you've ever met in your life. He's just freaking amazing. If he lived here, we'd be best friends, but he wouldn't take your place.
Good.
But Eric's cousin is also super cool, super, you know, so much fun to be around. And so I've never really spent much time with them alone prior to Eric passing away. So that was really fun. And then Allie and I got to go hiking.
Yes.
And then we also got to go whitewater rafting. My kids loved it. What about yours?
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
They just love spending time with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So just being with them was like, you know, awesome. And then to add whitewater rafting, which was so cool.
I know.
Like, I would love to do it again. Gus has talked about it so much. He wants to do, because we did... There's five levels. What I learned from Chelsea is there's five levels. We did level one because we have a three-year-old. But I think once you turn seven, you can do level two.
Mm-hmm.
So Gus is like, I can't wait to do level two.
Right.
I'm like, you got a year, buddy. But yeah, they loved it.
Good.
Absolutely loved it.
So Allie and I decided, because we didn't get to spend a ton of time together on our trip, that we really aren't going to tell anybody. So I'm sorry for all the people that love us and care about us, but we're going to steal away and we're going to go back and we're going to do a 14er, hopefully catch some music at Red Rocks and maybe do a level 80 whitewater rafting.
Level 80. Bring it on.
I am not afraid of level 80 whitewater rafting.
Oh, I'm not afraid of anything at this point.
I'm with you too. And I kind of think that's interesting. We should talk about that. I used to be so much more cautious. And now I've never been that cautious, but I've just been calculated. And so now at this point, I'm like, you know what? I'll try anything.
Yeah.
I am just not afraid of anything except for snakes. Still afraid of snakes.
I think I would touch a snake.
Ew.
The only thing that I really want to do, but I just feel like is not smart, is I would love to skydive. Like I didn't want to before, but now I'm like, I want to feel that rush of feeling like with anything. But I just feel like if I died in that, people would be like, that was so stupid.
Why'd
to
she
leave
do
those
that?
Boys. Right.
She's a moron.
Uh-huh.
You're not. You're not a moron. You're brilliant. I think you're brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would skydive. Can't think of many things I wouldn't do right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm really not scared of anything.
Yeah. My new favorite song, it's not a new favorite song, it's just a song that I'm really enjoying right now, is I Want to Break Free.
Oh.
I know. And it just pumps me up every time it comes on.
Yeah.
I know. It feels so, so good. And the music is great. So.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, super inspiring.
I'm gonna add that to my list.
Add it to Allie's playlist.
Uh-huh. But yeah, so Colorado was good. I just love the fresh air. Cannot wait to go back.
My gosh, the mountains, the views, the energy.
Oh gosh, the energy.
Getting lost out there just feels so good.
Yes. It felt so good. I felt very much at peace.
So how do you feel coming like back? It's 1 year plus now.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you, everybody, for reaching out to me and sending me so many messages and just love and prayers and, you know, positive vibes, because I feel all of them. I'm feeling really good, actually. I also had a huge sign from Ross over that weekend, which I've shared with you, Crystal, and maybe I'll share on here, that I just feel like Ross is here and he's always going to be here. And I'm just living my life. Living my life for him. The boys are living their lives. We're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all like healthy, and we have things to do. We have great family and friends, and I don't know, I'm feeling good.
Good.
Yeah.
I love that feeling. You look good. Like you look and feel really good right now.
Thank you. I think that being outside, being in nature, getting some sun is so important for me.
Yeah.
And that I need to make that a priority this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember last summer, and I think I've talked about this a number of times in a couple of different ways, but I love to be in the elements. So I was talking last episode about working out and how important that is to me. And one of the things I didn't mention was that when Eric was sick, he had COVID, or he didn't have COVID, but this was during COVID. Like Eric's entire journey was during COVID, and it was intense, and we didn't know what we didn't know. And my friends, they used to work out outside with me. And so in the cold, we would be working out, like flopping around on the ground, and Trey would run in and grab weights and bring it back out to us. And I remember one time Trey, who always yells, is yelling, "Move, move, move." And he's telling us to jump. And I remember saying, "I can't move my legs. It's so cold. I can't send the signal, Trey. Like, I can't do it."
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Just do it." Anyways, that energy from being outside and that physical movement is absolutely critical to me. And so I've been trying to make sure I'm getting outside and getting physical all the time.
Yeah. I've told you that we have been trying to follow the 1,000 hours outside. That's like a big...
No, you didn't.
Oh, I haven't shared that? Uh-uh. Okay. So we did it last year too, but one of our goals every year is to do 1,000 hours outside, which doesn't sound like that hard. Let me tell you, it's a lot harder when you are working full time and you live in Nebraska where the weather is not always great. But it's an app and you track all the hours that you're outside. And if you start, you will be amazed at how much you are not outside. It's fascinating. And so we're actually ahead this year, which is good.
Cool.
So we'll just have to keep doing it. But it does get difficult in the winter months because you do have to be outside at least like 1 to 2 hours a day in order to hit that 1,000 hours. But we make up a lot in the summer.
I bet.
And so I don't know. I'm like, gosh, maybe I should be living somewhere where we can be outside all the time.
Yes, I agree with you. How many times have I said Nebraska is not the climate for me?
I know.
There's so many things I love about Nebraska, but the climate would be one reason and I would be like, sure, I'll move. No
yeah.
problem. Happy to get out of town.
Like, I know.
I need more from my environment. And to Nebraska's credit, I need to give it a shot. Like I need to be more gracious with it, adventurous, yeah. and stop getting out of like what I know and try some new things. So we're going to go hiking.
Mm-hmm. We are going to go hiking.
We have, so this episode will air after Father's Day.
Yep.
Right?
I think so.
But Father's Day is, you know, another one of those days that you just have to get through. You just have to power through. You have to wake up, put 2 feet on the ground.
Right.
Go inch by inch, make it through. And if you get up early enough, make yourself tired enough, you go to bed by 9:00. It's all over real quick. I hate that I wish these days away, but there are just some days I truly wish away just so that I can start it, get it over with. Father's Day is one of those.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm like, Father's Day is going to be a hard one. Another one where you just have to avoid. For me, it's like avoiding people, avoiding social media.
Restaurants.
Just
crowds.
Right. Just being with my little unit.
Mm-hmm. Me too. My G unit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, enough on Father's Day. I don't really, you know, it is what it is. I guess I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling really strong lately, like strong in a lot of ways, like strong in my mental health, strong in my professional life, physically strong. And that's really, really important to me.
Yeah.
That has made me feel great. Like I've been in a really, really good space. Getting my bathroom redone currently. So I've been sleeping with Ben.
Yeah.
My son. And that sucks. So anyone who listens to this and, you know, read my obituary, it talks in there about I'll sleep with my kids for the rest of my life because Eric did not ever let the kids sleep in bed with us. And so in order for me to kind of mitigate the loss of dad, I left the kids in the bed with me. We were one big familial unit. Mm-hmm. And that was intense. I didn't sleep for a number of months. And then finally, one day I was like, this is, we're done here. And so when I had to get out of my bedroom and go into bed with Benjamin, that was a nightmare. I had to send Allie a picture of myself one morning when I woke up and my hair is like a lion of circles under my eyes and I just look exhausted.
No, you didn't.
Your hair was just crazy,
but you didn't look exhausted. You look like you had just slept, like a really good sleep to me.
Really?
Yes.
I was about ready to kill the kid. So I love him. I would never
kill him. You were glowing.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I didn't feel that. I was glowing.
Your hair was just crazy.
I had quite the weave going on that morning. But bathroom's getting done. They're making really good progress. So that feels good. I've wanted to get that done for a long time. I think checking stuff off my list of things that I've wanted to do forever is also kind of helping me in my journey.
Yeah.
Like getting some stuff done.
Yeah.
That I knew needed to be done.
It does feel good to check things off the list.
Yeah. Before we went to Colorado, I was having a rough day and I was talking to a friend and I was kind of going through like all the things that were bothering me. And I talked about I needed to go downstairs at the end of the night to do laundry. And I heard the water softener beeping. It needed salt. Update. Still haven't put salt in the water softener.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to do that tonight. Like that is my goal.
Good.
What did you do on Friday night? I went and got salt. I put it in the water softener. Gonna do it. If I haven't texted you by 10 o'clock tonight, check in, okay?
Okay, I'll remind you.
I don't know what's gonna be open at that time for me to go do it.
Well, I'm gonna text you anyways.
Okay.
See how you did.
I never miss a goal. If I say I'm gonna do it, I do it.
You never miss a goal.
If I say I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
I don't set goals like, okay, let me define that.
Okay.
I don't set a lot of goals.
Uh-huh.
I'm a very organic person. I move freely, flow nicely on a cadence through life because I don't like a lot of shit getting in my way. Like I don't want to be tied down to shit. Like I like to just move organically and flow through life. So I don't set many, but I will update you on my goals, my yearly goals. I mean, we're halfway through. I think I need to talk about those. Donating blood every time I'm eligible. Check.
Nice.
TSA pre-check. Check. Make less waste. Very proud to say, check.
Nice.
Get passport renewed. I've got a few more months.
That's you're doing good.
A tough one. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. What were your goals? I can't remember.
Definitely 1,000 hours outside. So we are ahead of that. Doing things for myself. That's a big one. And I have started to do that.
We have a big one.
What?
We're going to start our own volleyball game, our volleyball team.
Yes. Yes. Crystal has signed us up for sand volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Hot Widows Club goes to sand volleyball.
So that is starting this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Started last Sunday, but we didn't go because of the weather.
Right. So it's starting this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're going to see how it goes.
Yeah. Have you ever played volleyball before?
I have.
Okay, good. Are you good?
I'm decent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. I mean, I would say I'm moderate at best.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not horrible, but I'm not like spiking it, you know?
Yeah.
I can hang with the best of them.
I can't hang with the best. I can hang with the mediocre. And I will state that factually for you, just so you're not expecting anything miraculous.
I'm just going to get out of the house.
That's right. Doing something
But you
for
did
you.
Say I can bring the boys, right?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Okay.
Now my kids won't be there this weekend.
Oh no.
But Benny will.
That's great. We're going to be there. Because the boys are coming with me. But my goal this year, and honestly starting, I've started, but I need to focus more on it. It's just really hard being a lone parent to two kids, working full time, but I need to take time for myself. Like this last year, since Ross has passed, I have put so much energy into the boys because they need it and because I want them to be okay. They're doing okay. So now it's time for me to focus on things for Allie.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
This was not something you would have said 3 months ago.
No, I've had a lot of encouragement from a lot of my friends and family. And I'm just like, and you especially, I'm just like, I need to just do it.
Yeah.
You know, the boys are okay.
That's right.
And if they're not doing okay, then I can take a step back. But
absolutely.
I just have to find the time, which is hard in itself, to be honest.
Yeah. And give up. There's things you give up, right? Mm-hmm. When you do that.
Yeah.
You have to give up time with them to have time for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only going to be the best you if you give up some of that.
Yeah. They are just in so many sports that it's like, I want to see all their sports, but starting in July, baseball stops. So I feel like in July, I can start making time for myself instead of going to a baseball game, a t-ball game, you know? So
that's great.
Yeah. So that's what I have going on.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, let's see. What else is new with me? How's my grief journey going? It's going very well. I'd say I'm really coming out of my fog. I think I've been coming out of my fog for like the last 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's getting more and more clear every day. And that is crazy. If there are any widows out there who have experienced this feeling as you've gone through the journey, like as the fog starts to clear, how did you feel? I'd love to hear about this. And you can email us at the Hot Widows Club podcast at gmail.com so that I can learn more about that. One of the things that scares me about coming out of my fog is that I'll go back.
You're not scared of anything. You just told me.
Snakes.
Okay. Well, don't be afraid of going back to the fog.
Yeah. Am I afraid? Yeah. I would say it's something that looms. I wouldn't say I get obsessed with it, but I think it's something that just can loom on me. Like, I do not want to go back to that space. Do not want to go back to where I was 1 year ago.
I don't think you'll go back to a year ago, but you could go back. And I think it's okay to accept that.
Yeah, I mean, I already have days where I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sad. And, you know, but I've had really good days. I don't think I've really cried much in the last couple weeks, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Have I texted you that I've cried?
No.
I don't think I have. I think that's been good. But just because I'm not crying does not mean I'm not sad.
Exactly. Yeah, let's clarify that. Yeah,
clarify that for sure. Because, you know, I think in the back of my mind, I'm always going to be sad about Eric. Like, there's always going to be this feeling of sadness for him.
Right.
I've been, you know, like, I talk to him way more now. I was just so sad before, but now I just, I'm like, okay, what should we do? Like, what are we going to do here, E? Like, with the bathroom, I'm like, what are we going to do? Like, how do you want this to look?
Yeah.
You know, and just trying to feel his energy through.
Oh, that's interesting.
I couldn't. Like a year ago, I couldn't clear my head enough to talk to him.
Really?
I couldn't clear my head through the sadness. I was so, so sad.
It actually helped me talking to Ross. I feel like I'm talking less to him.
Hmm.
Yeah. I talked a lot to him last year and now I just feel his energy so much. I have to share. Can I share the story that I told you about the airport?
Please.
Okay. I just love this story. So we were flying back from Colorado. We were running late, of course, to the airport. So I was freaking out a bit, not knowing what to expect at the Denver airport because it's a lot larger than the Omaha airport. And so we're going through the line, the security line, me, Gus, and Hank, and we get through security and we're putting on our shoes and I'm putting my shoes on. Gus is putting his shoes on and I'm just like gathering all of our stuff, right? And I look over and this older gentleman who was behind us in line is helping Hank put his shoes on. And I look at him and I'm like, thank you so much. And he picks this rainbow butterfly pin off of the floor and hands it to Gus and goes, this is for your mom. And walks away. And at that moment, I'm like, wait a second, that's not her pin. And then it dawned on me that this was a sign from Ross, because the whole way there, I was crying because I didn't want to go home. I didn't want to leave Chelsea. I was so happy to be in the mountains. It was so peaceful. Hank, on the way to the airport, was talking about Ross, like, oh, you know, when is daddy coming back? Like all these big questions as we're driving to the airport. And I just was like, Ross, I need you right now. And so he sent that sign. He sent that angel stranger to help, one, help Hank, and two, to hand me a rainbow butterfly pin that I still have.
I hope you keep that forever.
I do. I will. It means a lot to me.
Such a stunning story. I love that. I love that story.
And I do too.
Allie and I have talked a lot about this a lot, not necessarily on here, but it's almost like our grief journeys kind of flip-flop just a little bit, like the way we've handled things. And so like that very first year, I felt Eric beside me all the time. Like I could be like, Eric, hug me. And I truly could feel a different way. And I could like, I always felt his presence. Always, always, always. And I would tell the kids that. Like I just felt so comfortable last year because I felt his presence all the time. But I didn't really go anywhere. I didn't really do a lot of stuff. I really just kind of hung out at home and with the kids and worked and such. So when Allie talked about like my work and my career and such, I really put everything into work last year and put a ton of stress on myself because everything was about work. And then I was like, wait a minute, why am I doing this? And then I was frustrated with work. And I really had to work through a lot of different things to get to a much more comfortable space. So, you know, getting to a more comfortable space with what I want and what I'm looking for is kind of where I'm at today. But last year, I was so sad all the time. So I couldn't even talk to Eric. It was just always about, like, I felt his presence, but I couldn't talk to him. Now I can talk to him, especially through music, because I've been trying to play all of Eric's favorite music so that I can feel him through that. Because I, like Allie, could not, like live music, just I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with music. I couldn't deal with live music, any music. And now I'm just trying to feel him through that. And that is so comforting.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And freeing.
Yes. I went to a concert.
What?
Yeah.
When?
That.
With who?
My friend Cassie, who you met at my birthday.
Okay.
We went to AJR.
Okay.
On Wednesday. Them. That's mm-hmm. the reason I was like, I can't talk. But they have so many songs. So their latest CD is about being okay, mm-hmm. being sad and okay, right? And so their one of their most popular songs is Way Less Sad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it played. And it was the last song of the night. And I like, Cassie grabbed me and it was like this energy of like,
awesome.
A year ago, I was so incredibly heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can say that I'm way less sad.
That's so
And it
good.
Was just like a moment. And because as Crystal said, like live music has been so hard for me. Ross and I would go to concerts. That was our thing. And to do that, it was like, okay, I can do this.
Right.
And I can listen to sad songs. Maybe not country yet.
No.
I'm not ready for country live.
Right.
But I can do like upbeat music.
Yeah.
You know, like I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do some Eminem.
Yeah.
Black Is he coming East? Out with a concert?
I'm not going to do Eminem, but that sounds dangerous. But I would do. I mean, I would do it. But I really want to try to catch a Black Keys show.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Black Keys fan. I want to check them out. Eric and I saw them quite a bit before they became really popular.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time in Nebraska. So I'm really looking forward to trying to catch something on their tour this year.
Yeah. Would you want to go to a concert this summer at Stir Cove?
Yeah.
It's like, have you been there before?
Yeah, I've been there a lot.
Yeah, we should do that.
Okay, let's do it.
That should be on our bucket list for the summer.
We'll put it on that summer list that we have.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a great list.
Yeah. I caught lightning bugs last night, so
you
I need
did?
To check that off the list.
Nice. I haven't seen any.
Yeah, they're out.
Okay.
Kids and I were out chasing them last night.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. So for our listeners, Allie and I are so excited to announce that we have decided to officially launch our podcast. We have a few more loose ends we need to tie up. Obviously, it's the pictures because one of us, Allie, can't decide what she wants to wear.
It is not me.
Okay. So have I talked on here, Allie, about my obsession with my clothes?
A little bit.
Okay. Okay. So our listenership knows already that I'm very particular. So
Crystal has great style and it varies. It's like, I just love her style. Like what I have learned about Crystal is that one, she changes 4 times a day.
I do.
But two, if she's going to anything, she brings several outfits because she's not sure which one. And I just love it. So yeah. We've done a couple photo shoots with different outfits and we just can't figure out the right one yet.
Here's why. And I need to be honest with you. And I think on the podcast, like, yeah, for those of you guys who wonder, is this scripted? There's no script.
No script.
We just organically are talking. But my style and your style are so different.
Yes, they are.
And I am trying to please you.
Oh,
by
don't do that.
Trying to wear something that would compliment you. Versus being my own natural style.
You told me what to wear on the second one, though.
No, you chose your dress.
No, I didn't. You chose your outfit and said, okay, it needs to be in these, it needs to match this colors. Remember?
No. I think I gave you my final outfit and said, okay, this is what I think I'm going to wear. But I hated what I wore.
Yeah, we're struggling here.
We are struggling. So expect any photos that you see about our podcast to be eclectic.
Yes.
Because we are not going to match because we're different. And all of our listeners know we are so, so different.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't try to be the same.
That's right. And so anyways.
So our launch party.
Our launch party is coming up. So our launch party is going to be on July 30th.
Yep.
We're really excited for those listeners who are listening. It's going to be here in Omaha, and we'll be sending out more information soon. So save the date for July 30th.
So all y'all that listen to this, come join us.
Yeah.
We would love to have you.
We cannot wait to hear all the great feedback that you have about our podcast, to see you, to hug you, laugh with you. I'll bring a few outfit changes just in case someone's doesn't like what I'm wearing.
Oh, Crystal.
Most of my friends know that is completely reasonable that she would change a few times during the night.
Did you have 2 dresses on your wedding day?
I did not. It might sound like I'm high maintenance. I am not high maintenance at all. No, I would never do something like 2 wedding dresses.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's high maintenance, honestly. I mean, that's a personal choice, like a decision that somebody would make. No, actually that is not high maintenance. I really need to take that back because that's not what that is. No, I did not have 2 wedding dresses.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Mm-mm, no.
I don't think you're high maintenance.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm pretty easygoing.
You are.
When it comes down to it.
We're just struggling with our photos.
We really are struggling. We're going to get there, though. I'm confident. So what else is new in the world? So we're thinking of going, like we talked about, going back to do a 14er, mm-hmm. Knock that out.
Yes.
That's exciting. We're going to spend some time in Nebraska doing some hiking here soon, too. We're going to steal away, hopefully, around Father's Day and do some, get out and feel the earth. We're going to do a trail run, maybe.
Yes. If anybody has like good hiking spots, like around Omaha, which I don't know, send them to us, please.
Allie, what's our email?
HotWidowsClubPodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. That's where we want to hear about. Have hiking shoes, we'll travel, is what our car says. Just kidding. We don't share a car.
I do need hiking boots.
I need hiking boots as well.
That is what I learned in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. So what else do we have, Allie, that's new that we need to update our listeners on?
Your daughter had a birthday.
You have a teenager now.
Yeah.
That's totally nuts.
How are you feeling about that?
I feel fine. I mean, yeah, again, that stuff doesn't, like, that's not something that resonates with me. Life's just a day to day for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really lucky. I've talked before on here about I have great kids. I have great friends. I have great family. And I have to realize that because those are the wonderful things in my life. And, you know, yeah, I had something tragic happen and it's big, right? And it wasn't just the tick bite. I don't think I've told our listeners about the tick bite, have I?
No, you haven't shared that on here.
Yeah. So in 2021, I was sitting at work one day and I recall specifically where I was sitting. I was wearing a shift dress. So if you know what that is, it's just kind of a like a one cut straight dress down to your knee.
Kind of like what I'm wearing now.
Yeah, that's what Ellie's wearing. And I leaned back and I felt a bump on my back. And I reached back and I was like, oh my gosh, it's a tick. My work is lucky that dress stayed on, because I flew out the door as fast as I could to one of my friend's house, who just lives like 10 minutes from the plant. And as I'm walking in the door, I'm ripping my dress off and I'm yelling at her husband, control your boner, I'm naked. Get this tick off of me. So he takes the tick off of me. And you know, if you get bit by a tick, you need to send the tick in to check for Lyme disease. It's very important.
It is.
So anyways, he takes the tick off of me, go home, whatever. And the tick bite was raised a little bit. And it was one of the most traumatic things that happened in the summer of 2021. So there's two really huge things that happened to me. Number one, I had a tick bite. Number two, my husband died.
Oh, man. What a list.
Equal in trauma. Oh. And so, yeah, I don't even know where I was going before I talked about the tick bite, but I have no idea. But anyways, the tick, that was a pretty big deal in 2021. So,
yeah, ticks are really bad right now.
I know.
I worry about them on my boys.
Mm-hmm. Like, I worry about constantly them on kids checking. Too. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as Crystal said, send them in. They'll let you know
mm-hmm.
they have Lyme or not.
That's right. That's a pretty big deal. Lyme
disease. If you need some guidance, ask Crystal.
I've got you covered if you need any tick advice. I grew up on a farm in Nebraska where ticks were normal. Like, so I grew up in a world where, you know, you come in at night and you just pick your ticks off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And same with leeches. So that's where we played, was the creek. And we would go down there. My parents hated it. And me and my four sisters would steal away and down to the creek we would go. We'd come home with leeches all over us and we'd hose ourselves off and pull our leeches off and throw them in the grass and go right back inside. It was such a young and like wild and free lifestyle.
Don't you love those days?
I do love those
good
days.
Memories.
Yeah. I love those days for my kids too, because that's what they do. Literally mm-hmm. the minute like they wake up, they go outside with the neighbor kids and it's just up and down the street mm-hmm. all night long. And it's, you know, three or four streets and they're all in front of our house. The other day I found a water gun in my mailbox that Ben had put in there. And I'm sure the mailman is just super annoyed with me. I'm sure there's some neighbors who hate me because we just let these kids run free. But some one of the best compliments I ever received is my neighbor next door. And he said, what you guys have done here is like something out of the 60s.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm so proud that I get to live next to you guys because you're doing a great job.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's how my childhood was.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a cul-de-sac and we just all night just would go. And my neighbors were our best friends. It's just the best.
It is such a fun way to like have life.
Yeah.
When you need something, the other day I needed milk and I sent Ben to like four different neighbors' house.
Yeah.
So here's a 7-year-old walking across the street trying to find milk and one of the neighbor's house because he wanted to have Cinnamon Toast Crunch for breakfast.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
I love it.
He comes back in with a half gallon and he's like, Michelle said, don't bring it back. Okay. Yeah, our life is wild and crazy.
Yeah.
But it's fun and it's free and it's ours. And I don't feel sorry for myself, I guess, is where I'm at. Like I've never really felt that sorry for myself, but I did feel different for a while. I did feel like I was not the same, right? Obviously, I wasn't. I was a different person, a different couple. You know, now I'm a single person and very different. But now I feel like I'm coming back to me, to who I am. And I feel like I'm,
as a different person, though.
Yeah, I am a different person, but I feel whole. I'm starting to feel whole. I don't always feel 100% whole. But I feel more whole now as a different person, a completely different person.
Yeah.
Still afraid of snakes. Still change my clothes 4 times a day. But many differences. And it feels good. I feel really, really good lately.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Yeah, I still struggle. I think, as I've said before, having a 3-year-old that constantly needs me is draining. And so there are days where I'm just like, gosh, I just miss having Ross here just to help, but also just to talk through all these stuff. You know, there's just a lot of changes that mm-hmm. go on in a 3-year-old's life and Absolutely. So many emotions that I'm like, what is this related to? Is this development or is this like another sign that he might need therapy? I don't mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. I think it's just development at this point, but it's hard.
I can only imagine. I have to, and I was going to tell you this, my girls are going to camp next week.
Aww.
And I'm going through everything, getting everything ready and prepared. And I'm like getting ready for my next week. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't have anyone to watch Ben during the week.
Yeah.
And so my nanny is doing her piece of it. But then there's like she's only so many hours. And so like I get up and I go to the gym early in the morning. Who's going to stay with Ben?
Yeah. Welcome to my life, Crystal. I can't do know. It.
So I've been meaning to tell you that.
Yeah.
Like it's a new level of empathy that I have for you.
Yeah. I don't think people understand. Like I really can't leave my kids alone.
Mm-hmm. No.
I can't let them. I definitely can't let my 3-year-old run the streets,
Mm-mm.
get hit by a car. So it's just, it's a level of exhaustion that I really can't even, it goes into the grief as well.
Mm-hmm. I bet. I can only imagine how you feel. That's got to be a ton of energy for you.
It sucks my energy. So that's why I'm like, I need to find time for myself, which I have not literally been able to do. And anybody that thinks, oh, just take the time. Let me tell you, it is not that easy.
Yeah. It's not.
I mean, I cannot work out in the mornings because I can't leave them in the house.
Everyone's journey is so different, right? I mean, Allie has young kids and, you know, I have 3 kids. Some people have, you know, one, you know, it doesn't matter how many kids you have. It doesn't matter what your experience is, your age, et cetera. This just sucks for anyone going through it. But I guess the best advice that I can give listeners is just to understand that we're just trying to get through every day.
Right.
And just because we say we're trying to get through, or we might say it's hard or not, we're also doing okay too, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes check in on us, right? Just to make sure that we don't need something with all the chaos that goes on in life.
Yeah. And I've had like I said, we all have really good friends. And I'm so grateful for every single one of you.
Oh my gosh. I am so grateful for my friends and my family. All those people out there who have shared their love with me and the kids over these past months, years now. It's been years since Eric's been sick. 2018. And I was telling someone the other day about my grief, and I knew in my heart, in my clinical mindset, that Eric's journey was not likely going to be successful. So I've been grieving the loss of my husband since 2018, and he was so sick. He didn't have many good days. So I was telling Chelsea this. I was his sole caretaker, and he couldn't walk. I mean, I had to administer IVs, I'd give him his medication. I did that for 2 years. I drove him everywhere. I was his number one caretaker.
Yeah, that's a secondary loss.
It was.
When you change from not being a caregiver, there's a loss there.
Yes, that was. And my grief, you know, like I knew in my mind this was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I wish, like sometimes it kind of like, I wish our journey would have been a little bit different. Like I would have gotten some good days. Like I would have had more hope.
Yeah.
And clinically, like I wish there would have been some signs of hope and such, but
I know
there just wasn't, but it is what it is, right? So everyone's journey is very different.
Right.
So, so different.
Right. But we're all bound by love.
That's right.
We all have empathy within us, and we all can be connected through grief, because grief is just love, like I've said multiple times.
My gosh. So
and
much.
We all have that. we all have love. We all have grief of some kind, and we all can have empathy for one another.
It is. I've met so many widows in my journey now so far. And it's like, once you meet one, it's like, we're best friends now.
Yeah.
Because there's just such a connection, such a love, such a known feeling that none of us can articulate. Allie cannot articulate to me the way she felt wholly about her journey, her life, her love, right? And I can articulate to her wholly, but she knows. Like, she can feel it, and I can feel hers. And I think that's part of this widowhood that we get to be a part of, which is not a great hood.
No.
But it is one of the most interesting hoods I've ever had a chance to be a part of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that we have this hood. I'm glad that I don't have to be alone.
I know. Yeah. Me too.
And it's created a different perspective in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same person. And I honestly feel like I'm a better person.
I do too.
I obviously miss my old life. I wish more than anything to have that back. But I think I'm a better person today than I was back then because I have a new perspective on life. Doesn't make me a better person than anybody else because let me tell you, my heart breaks every time I see social media posts about anniversaries or babies. And I get jealous. I will be 100% honest with all y'all. I get so jealous that I can't have another baby because I want one so bad that I can't celebrate our anniversary together. But this life has made me so grateful for what I do have.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I couldn't have had that feeling without going through a huge loss.
It was a huge loss, Allie. Mm-hmm. A really big, big loss. And it does put into perspective what's important to you.
Right.
It puts into perspective that desire, the wants. And it does give me a lot of gratitude to yes. see what's right in front of me. And I'm so lucky that I do have these really great things in front of me. Well, on that note, Allie, I think we should remind our listeners again that we want to invite them to our podcast launch event on July 30th. And more details will be coming soon about that.
Yeah, please come. We're going to have a champagne toast.
We are going to have a champagne toast.
Celebrate with us this podcast that we've created.
And we can't wait to share that with the rest of the world.
Yes.
All right. Signing off from the widowhood, I'm Crystal and my dear friend Allie is right beside me. And we wish you guys nothing but love.
Yes.
All right. Signing off. Good night.
Bye.